Praise the Lord. Let's all stand if you will. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we feel so humble. Lord, we just feel so thankful, Lord, for everything you've given us. Lord, just a humble place together, Lord, like you have. Lord, down in here in this valley, Lord, where not too many people knows where we're at. But Lord, you're the shepherd of our valley, Lord, and we're so thankful. We appreciate you. Lord, we just ask you to have your way in the service tonight. Everything that's said and done be for your glory and your honor. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Don't you love him?
Amen.
Amen. Page 170, and only believe. Where could I go? Living below in this old sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Striving alone to face temptation sore, where could I go but to the Lord? Oh, tell me, where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, friends I love so dear. I hope we love each other and appreciate each other, hold each other up. Amen. But where could I go but to the Lord? Amen. Page 130, back a few. Amen. We find many people who can understand why we are so happy and free, amen. We've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is life given to me. Oh, this is like heaven to me. Praise God. 604, same book. Amen. If we never meet again on this earth, my precious friend, and if to God we have been true and we've lived above all sin, and for us there'll be a meeting. Yes, there's going to be a greeting. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day. Amen. Oh, I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you at that meeting in the end. Coming soon. Amen. The way this old world's shaping up, it ain't gonna be long, saints. Amen. Brother Sells, did you take up your offering this evening? Amen. Yes, blessing, brother.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so appreciative. Yes. Every opportunity we get, Lord, we just, Lord, with great anticipation, we want to come and,
yes,
Father, be able to gather. Father, it's such a privilege to be able to sit with the precious saints,
yes,
Lord, we love so dear. Father, we have one thing in common. receive your word and grow. Father, receive revelation. That's what we ask for tonight.
Amen.
Pray that you would bless each and every one that's gathered. Lord, bless the offering. May you just bless it and multiply it, Lord, to meet the needs, Father.
Yes.
We give you the glory, honor, and the praise in your precious name, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hold my hand. Dear Jesus, hold my hand. Amen. Hold my hand, Lord Jesus, hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord Jesus, hold my hand. Every day. Before him as we go into him in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, as that little song says right there, hold my hand, Lord. Lord, I need you every day, every hour. Oh, Lord, we know you're just a whisper away. Lord, no need to worry. Lord, we know you're going to take care of it all. Lord, as we stand here tonight, Lord, as human beings, Lord, we have needs. Lord, you only know what them needs are. Lord, we ask you to meet him tonight, Lord, in a mighty way. Lord, there's many missing the light. Lord, I pray that you'll meet their needs and heal their bodies, Lord, if that be the case, Lord. Lord, keep our brother Bobby on our hearts and our minds. Lord, we just pray you ask him, pray you'll bless him richly, Lord, this evening. Lord, and our brother Leffler, sister Leffler. Lord, all the older ones, Lord, that maybe struggle every day, Lord, to get out of bed and make their way through life, Lord. Or maybe the ones that has to help take care of them, Lord, we ask you to bless them. Lord, sometimes life can be rough, life can be hard. But Lord, that's why you're there, Lord, to lead and guide us and lift us up, Lord, and give us strength, Lord, that we may make it another day. Lord, and then one day soon, Lord, you're going to take us home to be in that rapture, Lord, hopefully. Lord, hopefully very soon. Lord, we just ask you to bless each and every one now, Lord. And more important at this time, Lord, we ask you to give us revelation, Lord, greater than anything in this life. And we'll make sure we give you all the glory, praise, and honor that's due unto you. In the precious name of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hold my hand, Lord Jesus, hold my hand. Hold my hand, Lord Jesus, hold my hand. Every day, every hour, let me feel thy holy power. Hold my hand, Lord. Our pastor to come into this time and deliver what the Lord's laid upon his heart. Just keep our hearts open and our minds free. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus, Only Believe. So ask him to come. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe.
sing it one more time. Only believe, yes, Lord. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. Hallelujah. All things are possible. Thank you, Lord. Let's just bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful again that you've allowed us to gather here tonight and Lord, to just be blessed with the sweetness of your Holy Spirit, your presence there, Lord, with us. And it's such a blessing to know and understand by grace and through mercy that you're the living God, the one true God. And Lord Jesus, we always want to serve you and surrender our life greater to you. For Lord, as each day goes by and time passes, Lord, by your mercy and grace, we see more and more, understand more things. And Father, it makes us so appreciative. It makes us such a blessed people. And we ask tonight, as we've gathered in here, that you would just open our hearts to a little portion of the Word tonight. And Lord, just give us strength where we have needed strength and encouragement, Lord, or whatever it may be. We just want to yield to you, Father, above everything, and how important that is to yield to you. So we pray now that you just have your preeminence in all things, and we'll give you the glory and honor for it. In the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. If you'd like to turn with me to the book of Acts, we'll just have a little exhortation tonight. Amen. Chilly on the outside, but warm on the inside. Amen. And it's a little chillier where Paul and Heather's at tonight. They're up here in Canada, you know, so it's a little chillier up there. All right, so let's read here the book of Acts in the second chapter. And let's just read the 11th to the 17th verse, and then we'll have you be seated. Cretes and Arabs, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, "What meaneth this?" Others, mocking, said, "These men are full of new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, "Ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." And may again the Lord bless your word, and you may be seated. So just to start in on a little subject here, we see again, which we could have read also the first verse and down to about the fourth verse and find out when the Holy Ghost began to fall on the people. But I'd just like to kind of bring to your attention tonight and have you to think about just, you know, you can always tell when the Holy Ghost comes. You can always tell when the Holy Ghost is there. We still, you know, oftentimes as human beings and sometimes thinking in carnal ways. Some people think, you know, well, it's still hard to see God work and wonder what God's doing today. But God truly is still working today in a mighty way. And some people don't realize that, you know, they may look at things and think, well, there's, you know, I've never seen a miracle. You ever think that? You've never seen somebody's legs come on? You've never seen an arm grow back on? Never seen some of these great things that the prophet, as he had these people come through the prayer line and a little girl's eyes come open and be eyeballs there in the sockets now. All these different things. Even the little girl asked what collar, Brother Branham asked her what collar she wanted. And she even said what collar that she wanted, and the eyes even come in that collar and everything. And we may think, well, I haven't seen anything like that. But sometimes we forget something. You know, and I'm not going to hold you too long tonight. But we forget sometimes just how powerful God is. And because we maybe haven't seen some things that maybe some other people have, especially older folks, maybe a lot of them's dead and gone now. And we think, my, you know, is God still around today? Is he still living? Is he still alive? Absolutely is, you know. And we'll just mention something here a little bit, but let's go to Acts 4 chapter. Let's read there. Acts 4 chapter, and you may say, well, now, Brother Steve, there you are. You're reading things that happened a long time ago. Yeah. Well, let's read Acts 4. Let's just read maybe 31st to the 37th verse. And just pick out a few things here. All right, 31st verse, 4th chapter. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Tell me the word, or tell me the Holy Ghost ain't still here today. You see? And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. Now think of that. I know some real solid believers today in this message that what do they possess? They say it's not their own. Is that right? Amen. Absolutely. Now, some may say it and don't mean it with their heart, but there are some that really mean it, and they really know what they possess ain't theirs, you know. But they had all things common, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Grace was upon them all. I can see grace upon the little bride today, the true Holy Ghost-filled people. Amen. Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold. And you know what? I know there's some people right in here that if there was somebody in need and if they had to sell something to get them people or help them people, they would do it. Oh, yeah, they would. Well, maybe not everybody would, but I know there's people here that would. Yeah. And laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite in the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, let's again just watch what the Holy Ghost does. But a certain man named Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price. His wife also being privy to it and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And you know, that same Holy Ghost is here today. How many times we sit here and maybe think we're okay and thought everything was going fine and the Word of God by the Holy Ghost would come forth and it'd go right down into your heart, right down your life and expose something to you you maybe didn't realize maybe it was there. But grace being so abundant today, God has mercy on you. and you repent and you turn away from your past sin. The minister don't know nothing about it, but God knows all about it. Yeah. Time and time again has the Holy Ghost come forth and brought things through the Word of God, and people come up to you and say, how'd you find out about that? I didn't find out about it, but God knew about it. Amen. You know? That same Holy Ghost is alive today, living, same God in spirit form. That's right. And the young men arose and wound him up and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after that, when his wife was knowing what was done, came in. I guess we know the rest of the story, but we don't need to go on into that part of it. Now let's go to Acts 5th chapter, and let's read first, a little bit of the first verse maybe. Let's go there. Well, we already did that, but let's go here. It was the 6th verse. Let's go over here. And the first verse, 6th chapter, first verse. And in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Cretans against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciple unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you 7 men, honest, report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over the business, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith, of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, I think that's how you pronounce it, and Timon. And I'm glad our names ain't like this today. My. And Nicholas and proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them, and the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then there arose a certain of the synagogue, which is called Synagogue of Libertans and Cyrenians. Disputing Stephen, and they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Now you watch men today, filled with the Holy Ghost, I don't care what accusation, watch the Holy Ghost within him detect that thing is deceit, or detect it's not the word of God. You think, a man can do that himself? That's the Holy Ghost, you see, does that. All right? And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Then they suborned men, which said, we have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses, against God. And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes and came unto him and caught him and brought him to the council and set up false witnesses, which they said, this man ceased not to speak blasphemous words against the holy place and the law. What about today? They may stand up and make false accusations against you. They may bring all kinds of things, but you just stay right there with the Holy Ghost and the life comes forth. Regardless of what the religious people, it may be other people writing this message. You see? All right. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs which Moses delivered us. Again, showing what was happening then, people wasn't understanding the word. No, not the present hour word. And all that sat in the council, looking steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. I could go on and read the rest of that, but you know the rest of that story. But just wanted to kind of bring those things to your attention again. And remember, God is always does things by this great Holy Ghost that's completely unthinkable. It just can't even imagine it sometimes. It's unbelievable, I mentioned before, and it's just the way God does things. He does things in a way that it's impossible for man to do, you see? And I'll mention something about that here in a little bit. So if he's this great God, and we could see that in the book of Acts, and we could read many, many things, but we could, and many things, not only book of Acts, but many other things, how God was always doing things by the Holy Ghost that man cannot do. Absolutely cannot. And you may sit there and look at yourself and say, well, has God really done something in my life that man can't do? He sure has. Absolutely, man can't do it. We'll mention it here in a little bit. And sometimes we don't think about it. And like I say, sometimes we may get a little discouraged sometimes because not thinking the right channel in the right way we should. And we think, oh, I don't see great miracles happen in my life. Well, I see miracles happen all the time in my life. And I'm sure you do too. Maybe you just don't realize it. And we think on that and then we think, well, it'd be really something tremendous. And maybe you might sit there and think, my, it just seemed like I could serve God so much better and I'd be so much more assured if I could see somebody raised from the dead. Would you really? Would you really start serving God more or better? And I'm talking about you're already in this position being filled with the Holy Ghost. Okay? You mean you would really serve God better, maybe surrender more to Him, just because you see somebody raised from the dead? You would maybe serve God and do miracles, start wanting to do more for Him and live closer to Him because maybe you've seen somebody was blinded all their life, their eyes come open? You really would? You mean it would take that to stir something on the inside because you've seen a miracle like that? Now, I want you to remember something. A miracle like that, if somebody, and now this is wonderful when God does these things. Don't take me wrong. I'm not trying to get you to think, well, these things ain't important and it's no big deal. But it is. It is a big deal when God heals somebody. It's a great big deal when He heals me of something, you see. But I want you to think now for a moment. If somebody's eyes come open and they've been blind all their life, guess what? That body's still going to die. Yeah. If their legs would grow back on, they're still going to die in this body. This flesh body is not going to live forever. Back to dust, ashes, gases, it shall go. Yeah. You might have been instantly healed from a heart attack. Your heart exploded. Somebody laid hands on you. Whew. Breath come back and you're perfectly fine. It's great. It's great. But I'm going to remind you of something that's much greater than that. Much greater. Much more important. Because that fades away. That all passes away. Somebody that raised from the dead may only last a generation, maybe two. And maybe a little young fellow was told by their grandpa might last for three generations. It might be happening to wrote down somewhere and three generations later, they read about it. This is what great-great-grandpa did. You know? And we read about all those things. We read about all the many things that happened in the past and all that. And there's great things and powerful things. And those things was used to the prophet to draw the bride's attention. You see? But I'm just going to remind you of something that's much greater than that. A tremendous miracle. Tremendous miracle. And sometimes we don't appreciate it. Sometimes we just don't think about it. But let me read this. I'll skip over to this and then I'll go back to something. This is in Paradox. You'll remember when I begin to read it. For instance, I believe that every born-again member of the body of Christ is a paradox. In themselves. Now notice what he said there. Every born-again member of the body of Christ is a paradox. I say, maybe we get so discouraged, you know, though, that because we haven't seen this happen, we didn't see this happen, and maybe we didn't get this and get that and different things, you know. But I believe each one of you, Methodists, maybe some of you is Methodists, Presbyterians, Lutherans, that never had an experience of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, was in some formal church that did not believe in the genuine new birth, and has now received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Do you remember that day you did? You see? I do, by God's grace. And has now received the baptism of the Holy Ghost is a perfect example of a paradox. Because something happened to you. Oh my. Now see, if you haven't had this happen to you, you still don't know what I'm talking about. But if you've had this happen to you, don't forget about this. Because this is a much greater miracle than any legs growing back, any eyes coming open, dead being raised, because it's all going to fade away. But when this happens, it never fades away, friends. Oh, no. He says, when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, it is a perfect example of a paradox because something happened to you that changed your whole being. Oh, my. And anyone could look at that and know what a paradox is. They could look right at you, and they maybe know what you was before and what you are now. And they know there's a paradox right there. Right there's a paradox. He said, it is a miracle. Wow. Unless that happens, what, that miracle? Unless that happens, you cannot even be a Christian. No. There must be a paradox for you to become a Christian. Because no one can change the spirit in a man. Have any of you seen somebody be able to do that? No. Ain't one of you sitting here could change somebody's spirit here. No, I couldn't. Nobody could. Brother Branham couldn't even. No. Because it's God that had to do it. Now, God may have told him, that person's going to be filled with the Holy Ghost, get and lay hands on him. There it is. But it wasn't Brother Branham that did it. He was just representative used to do that. You see? It was a miracle, though, when you were filled with the Holy Ghost. And that miracle is much, much, much more important. Now think about it. And if you was blind all your life, as terrible of a thought that may be, blind all your life and never seen nothing, to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit and a new birth is much, much more important than receiving your natural eyesight. Because you'll only be in this body, temporal. Yeah. But just think about this when you receive this miracle. It's eternal. You see? He says, no man can change, or he says, no one can change a spirit of man and give him a new birth. There's just nobody can do it. He said, outside of God. God alone. Now, God, do this in my life. And remember, this God that does this in your life, he is so great. He is so important. He is the great I am. He is the one that created all things. He is the one that heals all diseases. He is the one that splits the sea open. He is the one that made the rain. He is the one that made the rainbow. He is the one that made the sun and the moon. And to be that great, that powerful, and that important of a great one, come down in your little body and gave you something that would last throughout eternity. That's a miracle. That is a tremendous miracle. Why wouldn't I be happy? I've had the greatest, greatest miracle that could ever happen happened in me. Amen. There is no greater miracle than Jesus Christ filling you with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, giving you a new birth. I've had the great miracle happen in my life. Hallelujah. Oh my. God alone is the only one that can do it. I'm telling you, if you know that happened to you, how happy you ought to be. You say, well, people get excited. Well, listen to people, what they did back in, when you listen to those tapes and those messages. And my, when somebody would be raised out of the cot, the people would just be screaming, oh, screaming, hallelujah, hallelujah. My, and the place was shaken with the power of God. But just think what happens when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and that soul changed. Even the angels in heaven rejoiced. Amen. Hallelujah! Amen. Glory to God.
Talk about rejoice. Talk about happy. But people don't think about what God's done for them. But they think, oh, if I could see this happen or that happen, I want one thing to happen in my life, and I've seen it happen, and that's the greatest miracle that ever could happen. Hallelujah. Oh, my. No one can change the spirit of man and give him a new birth outside of God. God alone is the only one that can do it. And it is a miracle, he said. My. How that God can take a man's thinking. I just think, if God hadn't have done that for me, it's hard to tell where I'd be tonight. I might be trying to look up some ball game tonight or something or some crazy thing going on or some filthy thing going on. If God wouldn't have done that in my life and changed my thinking, yeah. Oh my. Do you think you'd be here if he hadn't changed your thinking? Oh my. But look at the great miracle that has happened in your life. Oh my. I don't know if we can really grasp it. Because right now, I'm telling you, if somebody right in here, if Brother Geisner was sitting here and had no legs, and my, I'll tell you what, and God would just give him his legs right there, and he'd walk right out that door, we'd all be a-screaming and a-shouting. Would we not? Amen. Absolutely. And I would be. But I remind you, I had something greater than that happen to me. Amen. Glory. This is going to last throughout eternity. This thing's going back to dust and ashes, you know, and come back a glorified body. But my, what's down on the inside? And what you are here, the way you, your nature is here, that's what you'll be there. Oh, yeah. Talk about a wonderful, good miracle. Yeah. So he gets it changed here, so I don't doubt his word now. I won't doubt it there. Yeah. I'm not hothead here, so I wouldn't be hothead there. But if I am hothead here, I'd be a hothead there. If I got a temper here, I'd have a temper there. And what did he say? Don't worry, you won't be there. So why wouldn't you want that miracle help in your life? You may have some kind of infirmity in your body, but I'm going to tell you what, still the greatest miracle is that soul change. Oh my. He said it's a miracle how that God can take a man's thinking and his ways and his life and everything and change it from what it was to what it can be. Oh my. And what he can make it. And just think, ever since he's done that, even as we receive the word, we become more like the word. We become more like him and what he wants and what his desires is. We hear the word and, excuse me, place the desire inside there to, which is that soul, that nature, that drive, that ambition, and it pushes us right into that, you see. Become just what he wants us to be. And that's why we stand here tonight. Lord, help me to overcome more things. I want to be more like you. Forgive me of this. If something happens, forgive me of that, Lord. Or it may be, I want to walk closer to you, Lord. Talk about a miracle. You know, here Grace sits there tonight, you know, and she's wanting this miracle to take place. She wants a man. But she's already had the greatest miracle she could ever have. And it'd be a miracle if a man comes along. Yeah, it would. Ain't very many good men in this message, really, to be honest with you. But the thing it is, yeah, and I'd rejoice with her. Yeah. Wow, she got a man, you know? But still the greatest thing that ever happened is when she had a soul change. Amen. Oh, my, how happy she ought to be. Yes. And if she seeks first the kingdom, his righteousness, everything else that he wants her to have, it'll be added to her. Amen. You know, I got to say, I'm kind of like Brother Branham. You know, he never did want Rebecca to get married because he wanted to do work for him, for the Lord, and in the office, you know. But I'm trying to let go of that. I'm trying to let go of that I should let her get married. Think more of her than myself, you know. You kind of always hate to let go of your last one because, you know, their help and you know, just a little extra, you know, I guess companionship, you know, to have that fellowship together and things, and you know, I, but I'm trying to overcome that. I'm trying to overcome to let her go and let her find a man, you know. But it's going to have to be a good one, you know. Going to have to be a good one. I always feel that way about any of my daughters, you know. I want them to be married to a good man and to that would take care of him and loves the Lord. And, you know, and God has blessed me with two son-in-laws that love the Lord, and I appreciate that, you know, and I pray they'll always both stay true and faithful to the Lord, and so I'm trusting God will also give grace, amen, you know, and may God bless her with that. But like I say, I've wanted to hang on to her, and I've got to be honest, and trust God will bless her, though. All right, so we find here, let's go on here. Let's read this a little. He says here in the message, there's a man that can turn on the light. Let's read this. He says here, paragraph 74, so life is only by the word of God made manifest. Now, I want you to think of that. When God done this great miracle in your life, it's his life that comes forth. It's not only a thing happens that you're filled with the Holy Spirit. That's a great miracle. But the miracle continues on. This great God that created the heavens and the earth comes down by his Spirit and lives through you. That's what actually changes your thinking, your desires, causes you to do what is pleasing his sight. That's so magnificent. Think of it, friends. The one that created the sun, as great as it is, we don't know all about it. We just know by what scientists have said and how high maybe the flames are and this and how much heat it produces and all that. And it still just boggles my mind, you know, that the thing just keeps burning and burning and burning and burning. Because we think of fuel, fossil fuels and so forth, that it eventually gets consumed and it's gone, you know. But it just keeps burning and keeps burning and burning and burning. That same God that made that sun came in your flesh body and keeps you loving him, surrendering more to him, repenting of your past sins. He keeps you in a place where you love him and you want to press on for him, and keeps you encouraged and strengthened and gives you your needs, takes care of you, says he'll never leave you nor forsake you. That same God indwells in you. That is an absolute miracle. Tremendous miracle. Think of it, friends. This great almighty God keeps you going. Amen. Even when the test and trials hit, he's there, right there with you. Oh my, taking you through every one of them. Sometimes you think you just can't take it, but he's right there and pulls you right on through it again. Talk about a miracle. Oh my. Be thankful for what you got, friends. So life is only by the word of God made manifest. And that's how you'll know. Because it's manifesting. There ain't no questions. You'll know he's there. Because he's manifesting. You see? Life comes only by the word of God made manifest. As long as it's just in his book. You see, now if it was just in the messages, we could read them in this Bible and so forth. And we never seen it happen in our life and never see it take place. Then it's still not much to it. Miracle? What's the big deal? What miracle are you talking about? You know? But when it happens in your life, you know it's a miracle. You see? He says, as long as it's just in the book, like this, it still can be questioned. But when it's made manifest, then you see the product of what it spoke of being manifested. Then that is light on the word. That's what brings the word said so. And then when it comes to pass, that is the life in light. Light bringing life. Light brings life. He said, plant wheat out here. He goes, talk about that. Let's skip down a little bit. Now, what if he just said, no light come? What if he'd said there'd be a sun, but nothing ever happened? And maybe he told us in his Bible here that he created a sun. And we're trying to sit there. And he might even said it was a great big ball of fire. But we never seen it. We think, is it really there? I mean, he says it is, and he said he created a sun, but I just can't seem to find what he's talking about. But there is a sun. He created that sun, and it still burns. So we know that what he said is true. Is that right? Absolutely. Same thing in your life. We read these messages, we read the scriptures, and when we're filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we receive that new birth. We see it happen in our life. So, yeah, that is true. That is absolutely true because I see it happen in my life. And I know this miracle took place. Oh, it's so wonderful. You know, if he just said that miracle took place and you didn't see nothing, it'd be different. But you've seen the miracle take place. Did you not? Absolutely. Now, if you haven't seen that miracle take place, it's kind of like him saying, you know, somebody's legs grow back on, but it never happened. And it's just, well, okay, did they or not? But remember, faith will make it just as it did happen. So we find that by revelation of the Word of God, what did Brother Branham say in Christ the Mystery of God Revealed? What is the new birth? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ in you. Is that right? Absolutely. He's revealed to you. And you, by faith, which is what a revelation is, works comes with it, and there you see it. The miracle's taking place. Oh, my. So here I stand tonight, a miracle. I'm a walking miracle. And this miracle lasts a lot longer than anything eyeballs put in, legs put on, arms on, the dead raised, whatever it may be. Oh, my. And guess what? When you see somebody raised from the dead, is that really any assurance that you've got something when you've seen somebody raised from the dead? It don't give you nothing. It might give you a little thrills for a while. It might give you a little bit of understanding that, oh, God is real. God does do things, and he must be real God, you know, and he may draw your attention to certain things by it. But that still don't put anything inside of you. Somebody's blinded eyes coming up and don't put anything inside of you. It's going to last for eternity. No. Mm-mm. Nope. But what about a new birth? Oh, yes. Like I said, not downgrading the great miracles God does. It's all tremendous and great. But the greatest of it is when he filled you with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Glory. And you got a new birth. Why wouldn't I be happy? I've seen a great miracle happen. Along with other miracles here and there, but I've seen this great miracle happen. It's the greatest. Yes. And my, it makes me happy. He says, now what if he just was said, lightning and light no come? It didn't come. Then we don't know whether it's true or not. We don't know whether he is all right. We don't know whether he is God or not, because he just said, let there be light, and there wasn't. See? So then when God speaks, and we see it is, then that's the light that shines forth, the truth of the word. There is light of the life, you see. All natural life, won't you sisters come up, please, the instruments. All natural life comes by his spoken word. And the Son is his spoken word. He said, S-U-N is his spoken word. He said he created a great light in the heavens for the day and lesser light for the night. And all natural life has to come by God's spoken word. A flower cannot grow without light. Can it? No. See? The light shines upon it. For this is the sun. The S-U-N is the spoken word of God. When he said, let there be light, it's God's spoken life. And no matter how much people try to say this, that, or the other, it still remains the same. You know? You have to have that sun. S-U-N, so life, natural, and it can only come by spoken word of God. Now, and one more thing in closing. If people couldn't see, now if we didn't get to see the sun, we wouldn't know if it's truth or not. It's the same way with you. If no one can see the life, is it really a Holy Ghost? But when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you are truly born again, people are going to see it. And that's why I said, everybody passing by is going to see it. Is that right? Amen. And they know it's right. And there's truth then. How are people going to know people's really got the Holy Ghost this day? They're going to see that life in you. and they'll know there is a real Holy Ghost. Yes. Oh, my. You know, I sometimes I wonder, you know, the chaplain down there at the VA, just really what he thought. But he'd mentioned to me, like he mentioned to one of the other brothers, too. He said, my, that really sounded good out there, he said. You know? And I just wonder what the difference was that he heard. I believe he heard people with life. Yeah, I would believe that. If we knew really what he was thinking, I believe he heard people that had some life. Probably something that he wasn't used to. Yeah. People that had a reality. When they sang their songs, there was something about it that vibrated. You know, Brother Branham mentioned one time, I can't remember what message it was in. The Holy Ghost inside of you must give off some kind of vibration. Huh? He had this lady come up in the prayer line, and she stood there in front of him. And he said, I know you're a believer. He said, I feel the vibration of the Holy Spirit off of you. Oh. Tell me, in a miracle to receive the Holy Ghost. That prophet, being so sensitive as he was, he felt the vibrations of the Holy Spirit off of that woman. Said she was a real believer. Wow. Just think of the vibrations you put on. Yeah. Why? It's a tremendous miracle, friends. The God of heaven that created all things came in you, living in you, and you wouldn't be able to feel him? No wonder people can draw virtue from you. It's just strength. That's why some people want to be around you all the time, because they feel that off of you. That's why some sinners, they want to just be around you all the time, because they feel something different about you. And they always want to be around you every chance they get. Yeah. Are they feeling something that they can't feel off other people? Think how great that is, friends. Just one more time, think about it. The God of heaven, that everything he's done so great, opened the seas, kept three men from burning in a fire that was heated seven times hotter than it had ever been heated, that the men that put him in there died of the heat. A man put in a lion's den, hungry lions, that was the purpose they was put there for. A man gets pushed into a den of these lions, and something so powerful closed those mouths of those lions that they could not harm. And the next one that made all this trouble for Daniel, and the king recognized it, throwed him in, and the lions destroyed him. Yeah. All these great things. David, Abraham with his son being born. All these great powerful things. Dead raised to life. Blinded eyes opened up. The deaf and the dumb made open to talk and to listen. Dwells right inside of you. Talk about a miracle. The miracle maker lives right in you. The miracle giver lives right in you. For he is the miracle. Amen. He lives. He lives within my heart. That's a miracle. He is the master of the sea. He calms the waters. Comes the storms, but greater yet, he gave you life. That's a wonderful miracle. Wonderful miracle. So if you ain't got nothing to think about or be thankful about and not so sure that you ain't seen a miracle, just remember that. Yeah. So I'm so thankful he done this great miracle in my life. Let's all stand. Praise his wonderful name. Just a little short something, but hope it helps you. Amen. Encourages you. For once, I don't think I give you anything that scolded you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you thankful for a miracle? I am. I'm so happy. It makes me want to cry. It makes me want to shout. Sometimes I just don't know what to do with it. It makes me so happy. You know, to think that God done all these great miracles through the prophet, and yet he spared another one for me. That's so tremendous. Amen. Anybody got a song you want to sing? At all? Amen, Brother Josh. Amen. Let's sing that. Amen. I know the master of the way. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, not the sunshine again. I know the master of the wind. Do you know him? Amen. I know the master of the wind. Come on up, Brother Timothy. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm,
make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker.
Just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for each time we get a common together. And Lord, just to feel your presence and to hear your word. And Lord, most of all, to be able to find my place in those scriptures, in those quotes. And Lord, to see the miracles that you've done in me. And Lord, each one of us has got to see it in ourselves. Lord, that's what brings the joy.
Yes.
It's what brings the tears of happiness. Oh, and the cry back of grace, hallelujah. Grace, grace, hallelujah. For what you've done for me. Oh, Lord, to know that I serve a living God. Oh, how great you are, real. Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this little service. And just pray that these words, Lord, will stir and resonate in our hearts. Lord, if you should tarry, bring us back at the next appointed time, Lord, and may we never fail to see you receive the glory and the praise and the honor.
Amen.
And Lord, maybe it be one or two only that make it together. But Lord, may our cry go out to you, Lord, from the depths of our heart and our
Amen.
Praises ring.
Yes, Lord.
For Lord, when I think of it, it was just Paul and Silas by themselves in that old dusty jail.
Yes.
But Lord, the presence of God was shaking the building.
Amen.
And Lord, whenever we get together, wherever we are, may our voices blend.
Yes.
Lord, may that Holy Spirit unite together to sing out praises and
yes.
worship back to you, Lord, and
Hallelujah.
To glorify you for what you have done for us.
You,
we love you and appreciate you. Thank you, Lord. Bless those that couldn't be here. Strengthen them, encourage them. And Lord, may you have your perfect will in all things we ask. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, isn't he wonderful?
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah. Sing it one more time. Amen. I know the master of the way. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, makes the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you. All dismissed.